Hi, this is Michael Palermo.
And in this episode, we're going to be taking a backstage pass
to a team going to be semifinalist here in the Imagine Cup. And we're going to specifically be talking to two individuals with Solopsoid Software. And this is Randall Stawin and Sean Howard. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Good. So I would like to ask a few questions, get to know the people behind the team, so to speak, and behind the technology of what you're doing. So let's start with you, Randall. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what school you go to, what you're studying, what you might want to do after you graduate.
Well, I'm a graduate student at University of Houston in the computer science school. I joined the computer science program because it's for the pure reason that I've always wanted to make video games, and this is the most important skill to a developer, is being able to make a video game. My dream is to keep doing this after I graduate, because the more I do it, the more I know that I made the right choice, and it's really fun.
Cool. How about yourself, Mr. Sean? What's your story? What do you plan to do? What do you study? All that kind of stuff.
I also graduated with a computer science degree. I graduated with an undergrad, actually. And right now, I'm working doing software development at a flight company. But I've always wanted to make games. That's why I got into computer science. That's why Randall and I are making this game right now. It's all been for fun. And what I wanted to do is make games. So I want to continue doing this as my full-time job, hopefully.
Sounds good. So you guys went with the startup. How about, Sean, why don't you tell us just a little bit about your startup, what your motivation was?
Our motivation was basically Randall had this idea of a game that he started on his own a while ago, like a year and a half ago, and I was really intrigued by it. Actually, I came up to him one day asking if he needs some help. Hey, let me know, because this looks like a really cool idea. And sure enough, he asked for my help, and we got together working on this game and submitted it to the competition, and we're trying to release it. So it just started off as something that's fun for us, and hopefully we can make money off of it, too.
I hope so for your sake as well. And Mr. Randall, let me ask you this. You know, obviously you guys got together. Now, the Microsoft Imagine Fund, how did that help your startup?
Well, I think one of the best parts about the Imagine Fund was just the fact that it made the whole thing real. I think up until this point, I'd been treating it as, you know, just a student project, not a big deal, just doing it for fun, just doing it for a grade. But it's so much more than that now. The Imagine Fund has provided so many resources for us, including this interview, which is great, by the way. but in addition to that, it's just provided the confidence that yes, we can, we have a product to offer that people want to buy.
Cool. What would you say is your favorite thing from the Imagine Fund so far? Your best resource or you know, best experience so far?
Oh, I think we had a really long series of business workshops that I think they were extremely helpful for me in particular, because I had a really hard time adjusting to the idea of treating a game like a commercial product and not just something fun for me. It has to be fun for other people too. And so, you know, I learned how to treat my customers like I'm making a game for them and not for me.
That's really good. That's a good takeaway. I appreciate you highlighting that. So now, of course, your team then selected your best in your category, go to the semifinals, possibly to represent the U.S. in the world finals. So tell me how you guys feel about that and how you're getting ready. Let's start with Sean.
We are getting ready by basically trying to talk to people and get as many people, like, get their opinions on what we should do better and what we're already doing that's good. Because, like Randall was saying earlier, we have to make a game that'll appeal to as many people as possible, not just to us. We're not making it for us. We're making it for everyone. And so right now we're trying to put it on, like, we're working on it right now, putting on the Surface and the Windows Phone like that. We have it up there on the PC right now, but trying to get as much feedback as possible to get the best controls and the best gameplay that we can for everyone.
That's great. Do you have anything to add to that, Randall?
Not really. I think he did a pretty good job.
So why don't you tell us then what happens? How are you feeling if you win this next round?
Oh, I'd be really excited to have a chance to go all the way to the Microsoft headquarters and see all the projects that everybody's come up with in person. It's amazing to me that we've gotten this far, and at every stage of the competition, I've been more impressed by the quality of other student groups like us, and the fact that we have a chance to compete on that scale is amazing.
Excellent answer. I'm very insightful of you to also be really looking at what others are doing. I think that's great. So, Mr. Sean, if you win this global prize for your category, what's that mean for you?
More than the money, it means just not only making a game, like doing what we both love to do, but it's recognized on a global scale of that this is good. So we're doing what we want to do, and we're being recognized for being good at it. So that, more than anything, that feels the best for me. It's just that you're good at what you like doing.
Cool. And Mr. Randall?
Yeah, I think in addition to just being recognized for what we did, as it being just that good, it has a more practical benefit of helping get the word out in a game where social interaction is such a huge part of the experience. And I want to make sure that when this game is released, that there are lots and lots of people playing it so that there are as many people as possible eating each other, having great fun. and this will go a long way towards making sure that happens.
Oh, yeah. So you both highlighted the validation of the whole project, as well as the potential huge marketing value of the project. So I think that's really good. So I know you guys both kind of mentioned something at the beginning, but let me just go ahead and ask this. I'll start with Randall. What are your plans after all of this is over with the startup? What are you going to do?
Well, I intend to release this game. That's definitely my short-term goal. After it's released, we're going to keep maintaining it as long as possible, as long as it makes sense to do so. And if it does really well, we have plans for sequels as well and further games under the heading of this company. I want to make this company last.
Sounds great. So I heard him say we. Sean, you still involved after this?
Of course, yeah. The simple answer for what we want to do is just continue to make games, because it's what we both like doing. And like Randall was saying, we definitely want to maintain the game that we're working on right now as long as we can. But I definitely want to see our company grow and make several games down the road under our same company.
That sounds awesome. Well, I appreciate both of you being on this interview. Very excited to see what's going to happen next. Look forward to all of these competitions coming together, and look forward to seeing how well you do. And I wish that you have great success and based on merit, and hopefully your game is wildly crazy no matter what. Thank you so much for joining us today, and that'll wrap it up for our interview.
Thank you.